I welcome you to the Sound Doctrine Podcast. I'm going to give you a truth from the book of James. This will be short, but something to think about. James chapter 4, verse 13, he said, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain." You know, so many people think they have their life in their hands, and they can control the future, that they can control things. So they are, in this verse, people are not only trying to control tomorrow, they're trying to control the whole next year through scheduling and planning. They think their plans are going to go their way. And we know that that doesn't happen often. Verse 14 says, "Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away." So we're talking about tomorrow. That's why you say, you ought to say, "The Lord wills, I will do this. If the Lord allows, I will do these things." I don't have control to do these things or the power to make these things happen. It's up to the sovereignty of God. And I want to make wise decisions, but it's up to Him. So thinking about tomorrow, you know, we always anticipate tomorrow. Some people are always looking at tomorrow. And here's a thought I want you to consider. Just when you think and you're anticipating that tomorrow may come, it's already yesterday. It flew by so quick. Now you're looking at tomorrow is yesterday. And why? Because men, they like to either live in the past, yesterday, and dream of the past or regret the past or wallow in the past or revel in the past, and or they want to hope for the future. So they have a lot of hope that things will change, and they have dreams and plans, and they're living there. But we need to remember that the present will be the past very quickly. You know, even today, it's going to be tomorrow very soon, and it's the past. So considering the past, considering the present, considering the future. You just keep your balance of these things. You think about your past, what you accomplished, what took place. You're looking at the present now, where you're at and how it corresponds to the past. And you know you're here now because of the past. This is where you're at now. The present is always a result of things that took place in the past and decisions that we made. And we are today who we are because of who we were in the past and what we've become. Then you analyze the future. You consider the future. What do I want to happen in the future? What do I want to be in the future? I ask the Lord's grace to help. What am I now, and what do I need to change to be what I need to be in the future? Now, this will give a balanced and a full life if you will look back and analyze. Okay, what did I accomplish yesterday? What's going on today? What do I hope for tomorrow? And we live in the balanced life. But here's the key. You can't live in the past too. You can consider the past, but you don't dwell there. You can consider the future, but you don't boast about it. What do? You fulfill what is before you, which is the present. So you fulfill it the best you can. Jesus said, "Sufficient today is the evil thereof of today." Let's do what needs to be done today, for we know tomorrow will surely come. And I'll say it again, it'll be yesterday very, very quickly. You know, the holidays came and went. They're gone. They're a distant past now. Now we're looking at the future, of course, but don't sidestep today. You be the best you can for the Lord today and trust Him for the future and let Him bless you. It will be a balanced and a full life. Think on these things.